आंसू क्विकली हृदय ग्रंथिम डिड नॉट ऑफ द हार्ट फॉल्स आइडेंटिफिकेशन विद मेटेरियल बॉडी निर्जिहिर्सु डिजायरस ऑफ कटिंग परात्मनः ऑफ द ट्रांसेंडेंटल सोल विधिना विद रेगुलेशंस उपचारित He should worship Devam, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tantra Uktena, which are described by the Tantras, the supplementary Vedic literatures that give detailed instructions for spiritual practice, cha, as well. In addition to those regulations which are directly Vedoktam, Kesavam, Lord Kesava, translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: One who desires to quickly cut the knot of false ego which binds the spirit soul should worship the Supreme Lord Kesava. By the regulations found in Vedic literatures, such as the Tantras. Purport: The Vedic literatures contain mysterious descriptions of the absolute truth that stimulate philosophical speculation. The Vedas also offer heavenly rewards for the performance of ritualistic ceremonies. But as stated in verse 44 of this chapter, such as Jnana Kanda and Karma Kanda section of the Vedas, are balanam anusasanam. That is because less intelligent or childish persons are addicted to mental speculation and fruitive activities. These sections of the Vedas are meant to attract such persons to take shelter of the Vedic injunctions for gradual promotion to the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness. Now that the path of those who are materialistic has been described in several verses. This verse describes the process for those who are vigya or learned transcendentalists. Such learned transcendentalists are advised to follow the regulated worship described in such Vaishnava Tantras as Sri Narada Pancharatra for pleasing the Supreme Lord directly. The words Upachare Devam Tantraktena Chakesabam indicates that one should directly worship Kesava, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears in many different incarnations to please His devotees. Srila Jayadev Goswami has described the pastimes of the Lord in His song, describing 10 prominent incarnations of the Personality of Godhead Kesava: Lord Fish, Lord Tortoise, Lord Boar, Lord Narasimhadeva, Lord Vamana, Lord Parashuram, Lord Ramachandra, Lord Balaram, Lord Buddha and Lord Kalki. The words Upacharat Devam indicate devotional service to the Personality of Godhead, and therefore the word Tantroktena or injunctions of the Tantras should be understood to indicate Vaishnava Tantras, such as Sri Narada Pancharatra, which give explicit and detailed instructions for worshipping Kesava. The Vedas are referred to by the term Nigama, and the elaborate explanation of this Nigama is called Agama or Tantra. When the transcendental living entity becomes perturbed by the obnoxious harassment of material bodily dualities, he becomes eager to hear from the Vedas about his transcendental situation. The word asu in this verse indicates that those who are eager to put a quick end to material existence and situate themselves in the eternal blissful life of perfect knowledge should directly worship Lord Krishna, bypassing the preliminary Vedic rituals described in the previous verses. Omagyan timirandhasya gyan ज्ञानांजन सड़ाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम जेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति स्वपदांतिकम वंदेहम श्री गुरु श्रीजूत पद कमलम श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपम सागर जातम सहगण रघुनाथानितम तम सजीवम साद्वैतम सावधूतम परिजन सहितम कृष्ण चैतन्य देवम श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखानितम स नमो विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण पृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण। सो ऑल्दो आई डोंट हैव एनी क्वालिफिकेशन बट हिज इज बलदेव प्रभु बाय हिज ऑर्डर ही गेव मर्सी सो दैट आई कैन स्पीक समथिंग फॉर द प्लेजर ऑफ द वैष्णवस एंड टू ग्लोरीफाई श्रीमद भागवतम। So here in this chapter, which is entitled Liberation from the Illusory Energy, there are many speakers, they spoke on this topic very nicely. So here, especially in this verse, Ya Asau Hruday Ganthim Nirjihirsu Paratmanaha Birino Upacharat Devam Tantroktena Chakesava. The solution is given. Vihina Upachare Devam Tantroktena Chakesava. One who desires to quickly cut the knot of false ego. So what he should do? The solution is given. So it starts from the desire. Who desires to quickly cut the knot of false ego. So before that, the problem, what is the exact problem and why one should desire to cut the knot of false ego. So the problematic situation is desire to enjoy material nature and control it. The conditioned living entity is in deep agony and misery, unable to identify his real self and always in the whirlpool of the attraction between his mind and the sense object. So the tendency is to hanker for happiness but in a wrong place and get caught up in the cycle of birth and death again and again and again. And the most surprising thing is that he not even desire to move out of this snare of illusion or maya pasa. He wants to involve, wants to enjoy, and by the process of enjoying, he is actually suffering, but he is unable to get out. He is not trying at all. But there is a verse called Manushyanam Sahasre Sukaschid Yatatri Siddhe Yatatam Vapi Siddhanam Kaschit Mambati Tattva. There are so many living entities, so many human beings, but out of thousands of men, someone desires to get liberated. Someone desires to cut his knot. Someone desires to get out of this world. But there are many, they are caught up with this material nature, enjoying the material nature. So one story comes to my mind, how a person get caught up accumulating things for his enjoyment. The story of an ant. An ant is a very insignificant creature. The weight of an ant is around 1 to 5 milligram, not even gram, 1 to 5 milligram. So one Sunday morning, early morning, sunshine was there. One intelligent person, the wealthiest person, intelligent person, he was sitting and enjoying his coffee. I don't know whether it is soya coffee or something else, but he was enjoying the coffee. And in his on top of his balcony, so there he saw an ant was walking by. He was just watching. And the ant was walking, and he saw he's carrying a big load of what? The leaf. There are various types of ant, leaf cutter ants are there. So probably leaf cutter ant. He carries a load of huge leaf. An ant can carry as big as the load is around 20 times the size of his weight. He can carry. That is the capacity. Human being cannot. We cannot carry. That is the stamina Lord has given him. So he was carrying that, and he was surprised. He is carrying such a huge load, and he was walking. And in his journey home, or he is facing many impediments, many obstacles, one after another. There are many obstacles, and the person was watching. He was becoming more serious, was contemplating. Again one crack came on his line, crack on the floor. So he could not cross. So he used his intelligence. He put the leaf on top of the crack and walk over the crack, goes to the next side and caught hold of the leaf, again he went. The Lord has given all such ability. The ability to analyze, ability to contemplate, reason, explore, discover and overcome the obstacle. The ant has all those ability, and he become more serious. What he is going to do next on his journey home? So he was walking again. Many obstacles came. He was just changing his side, carrying the leaf, again moving forward. Probably around 1 hour he was carrying, walking. And the person, the coffee got finished, but he was waiting what he is doing. Such a tiny creature and a very small brain. The scientist nowadays cannot even fathom to think about such nanotechnology, also cannot fathom that this kind of brain with all such analyzing power, contemplate, reason, explore, discover and overcome. That is the creation of the Lord. So that ant went ahead. Suddenly the man found the human shortcomings in the ant. Human shortcomings. What is that human shortcomings? When he reached, the ant reached his hole, the small hole, his destination, which was the floor, the hole was on the floor, small hole, and he is having a huge leaf. So in the entrance, he was trying from different side how to take that leaf inside his hole, inside his colony, trying a lot. Throughout his way, he gone through all the impediments, difficulties, after such a painstaking labor, painstaking hard work, he just reached his destination, his home, and there he cannot take that leaf that he used leaf to his inside his home. So he has to just left behind the large leaf and went home empty-handed. The ant had not thought about the end before it began its challenging journey, and in the end the large leaf was nothing more than a burden to it. The tiny ant had no option but to leave it behind to reach its destination. The man learnt a lesson. Isn't that the truth about our lives too? We are also doing the same thing, like the ant. We worry about our family, job, how to earn more money, worry about accumulating more and more and more. We want multiple large houses, multiple vehicles, more dresses, shoes, and accessories that ever one may need, only to abandon all these things when we reach our final bodily destinations. Means before death, we have to leave all those things, whatever we have gathered in this life. When our body finishes, when we will reach death, we cannot take, like that day, His Grace Brajchandra, who he was mentioning, the SBI account filled with all your income throughout your life, the pain you took for to earn those money, you cannot have, there is no another bank after this life, somewhere in Golok or some other place, wherever you will go, the another branch will be not there, SBI will be not there, where you can draw your money, hard earned money. So you have to leave this. The same thing also happens to everyone. Every one of us collecting, whether he may be brahmachari, whether he may be grihastha, whether he may be grihastha, whoever it may be, if he is collecting, he has to leave. So in paragraph 1, it is given in this verse, the Vedas also offer heavenly rewards. So those who want to quickly get out of. So that is different thing. Rapid action force is different and general police wala is different. So general police wala means those who are gradually going, kabhi kabhi pitai bhi hota hai unka, that is different. So those who are performing the fruitive, like the ritualistic ceremonies of the Vedas, karma kanda and jnana kanda, they are the gradual process. They are developing in a gradual process. They are going in a gradual process. So we cannot say how long it will take, because jnana kanda, karma kanda, jnana kanda kevala visayara bhanda. Artha, they are doing karma arpanam, means they are doing this work and giving to the Lord, offering to the Lord, not fully doing the seva only for the Lord and releasing the service. In this world, everyone is trying to control or trying to enjoy in this material world. That is the basic thing. And trying to control, like many institutions, those who are the governing body, the authorities, they want to control. Rather than serving, they want to control. So there is a difference between control and service. Even in corporate sector, the performers, those who are the performers, they have given also position and whatever it may be. The performers are the main, his performance. They don't respect the person, the performer. As soon as the person is not productive, please leave this place. but that is not Vedic. The same thing, if a person is in authority position and having some, given some control, definitely he has to control, but he should understand this is service. If he is not a servant, he is not thinking he is not thinking himself a servant, then he will control and he will try to enjoy his senses through control. And the person who is a sevaka, who is a servant, will not control. He will facilitate others. He will facilitate others in their growth in spiritual life, not control. So there is a difference between a controller and a facilitator. So, as a devotee, we are all sevakas, not the managers. Manager is a terminology, is a term, but managers is different. Managing to achieve our goal, that is different. That is not person based. Managing to achieve means something visible, not necessarily person, not necessarily serving person, not necessarily helping the devotees to become successful. But a sevaka, a servant, he always is, always his mood is always to serve, to facilitate what I can give to the society, what I can offer to the society, what I can, how, what way I can help others. That is the difference. Regarding that corporate sector, आप productive नहीं है तो फिर चले जाओ, like that. So one story came to my mind. I heard somewhere, I forgot. A land where there were no old men. So in one kingdom, one person, one, the king was like, I'll not say some countries are now there. They are like acting like the autocrat. So he was like the autocrat. He was thinking the same mentality, corporate mentality. All those old people, they are not working hard, they are not doing anything, and they are wasting all those products. They are eating. Desh ka sabhi nuksan ho raha hai. Rehne ke jagah bhi ja raha hai, khaak kha raha hai, itna sara kharch ho raha hai. So better to kill them. And he started killing all the old people. Only one family, they thought, no, we will keep our grandfather. So they made an underground and they kept their grandfather there. Nobody knows. They hide their grandfather. So after few years, then Bhukhmari aata hai. What is that called? Starvation was there. Everywhere there were no rains, so starvation was there. So everyone was thinking, what to eat? Nobody knows. And that time, the person who kept his grandfather alive, he gave the idea that in our time when starvation came, we learned from our predecessors or our parents that we used to eat the roots of bamboo plant. Prabhuji, Brajaratya Prabhu, he used to bring that bamboo pickle. So bamboo plant, the root of bamboo plant. So during those period, they used to eat that. And this king don't know, many others don't know. So they could see everyone is starving, but one family, they are flourishing, they are not starving so much. They are happy. And they are not telling to others also. लोग बता दिया तो मार डालेंगे फिर मेरे दादी को दादा को. So after certain period, few days or few weeks you can say, king came to know all those things. The king called, what is the reason? How you are flourishing? How you are surviving? What is the reason? The person told, if you will promise me that whatever I will tell, you will not kill us, then I will let you know. The king promised yes. Because I kept my father, grandfather alive, that's why. It's not that everyone is productive in a different way. Everyone is productive in a different way, and the person needs to understand where this person can be fitted. If the person is unable to understand, he cannot be a manager. He cannot be a sevak also. So he needs to understand where this person can be fitted. Otherwise, the same mentality, corporate sector, productive nahi hai to nikalo, kick. So that is what we are struggling in this material world, suffering for enjoyment sake and for controlling sake. But that is not our journey. The devotee's journey is something different. The devotee's journey is to his real home. And journey starts, as per Maharaj, journey within. Journey should start from within to the home. So in this journey, those who want to cut the knot quickly, it is written here, one who desires to quickly cut the knot of false ego. False ego means, I am this body, which binds the spirit soul, should worship the Supreme Lord Kesava by the regulation found in Vedic literature such as the Tantras. So manushyanam sahasresu kaschit yatati siddhe yatadam api siddhanam kaschit namvati tattuto. There are thousands of men. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. In purport it is written very nicely. There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands, one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally, mankind is simply engaged in animalistic activities, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge. So for them, those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, for them, athato brahma jigyasa. When the person becomes frustrated in this material life, they take shelter of Shastra, they take shelter of Sadhus, they take shelter of Lord. So the first six chapters of the Gita are meant for those who are interested in transcendental knowledge, in understanding the self, the super self, and the process of realization by jnana, dhyana and discrimination, jnana yoga, dhyana yoga and discrimination of the self from matter. This is all gradual process. This is the gradual process. Gradually we are doing this. So that's why we start all the programs, wherever we start the program, we start with Bhagavad Gita. Pahla 6 chapter khatam hote hote vyakti ko bahut kuch samajh mein aa jata hai. However, Krishna can be known only by person who are in Krishna consciousness. So, jnana, vairagya, these are all different. Bhakti is different. Anya vilasita sinyam jnana karmadi anabhutam. Anya avilasa. There is no avilasa to become the controller. There is no avilasa to become the CEO. Or there is no avilasa to become the authority. If the service mode is not there. Actually authority is a sevak. Everyone is a sevak. Everyone is serving in this world. The ant is serving. The rat is serving. The lion is serving. Everyone is serving. The earthworm is serving. Everyone is serving. But the most, like a human being is the only creature, more than serving, he is taking a lot. He is enjoying a lot. He is wasting a lot. Otherwise other living entities they are serving. Cows serving a lot. So the gradual process is there, and those who are like worshipper of demigods, they also by gradual process they also came to know that Krishna is the ultimate authority and we need to serve Krishna. Because among the Vishnu Tattva there are two categories. One is the integrated linear person, and another is separated part and parcel. The demigods are the separated part and parcel. So, being the separated part and parcel, they have limited power. And they are the servitor. They are the servitor. Demigods are the servitor. The only angels are Vishnu Tattva, others. They are the Lord. They need to be worshipped. Otherwise, demigods are the servitor, but they are, definitely they have more power than us, but they have, those powers have limitations. So we are all servitors, sevak hain hum log. And our duty is to serve. When that mood is taken away, then we become controller. Then we become enjoyer. Here it is written, the words Asu in this verse indicates that those who are eager to put a quick end to material existence and situate themselves in the eternal blissful life of perfect knowledge should directly worship Lord Keshava, bypassing the plenary Vedic rituals. It is clearly written, bypassing the plenary Vedic rituals described in the verses, which awards many, many things, like, it gives many rewards. So one should focus on Krishna only. So, who can cut the knot and give liberation from this material world? When we think or when we discuss about get out of this world quickly, so who is the person whom we should surrender? So it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st canto, 2nd chapter 26, verse number 26, that even Brahma cannot give liberation to Hiranyakashipu, only Vishnu and no one else, because he is Muktipada. Only he can give liberation, otherwise no one can give. So we need to surrender to Lord Vishnu or Krishna, because they can give liberation in this material world. So what is the medicine for that? Krishna Katha. The Avideya. What to do? Krishna Katha, Krishna Seva, Krishna Lila Sravan, and of course Japa, chanting the holy name of Krishna. Krishna Katha is the only remedy for all people of the world, because it can situate one in pure consciousness of the self and liberate one from material bondage. To preach Krishna Katha all over the world, as recommended by Lord Chaitanya, is the greatest missionary activity, and all sensible men and women of the world may join in this great movement started by Lord Chaitanya. Aniche Aushadhi Maya Nasi Bare Lagi Harinam Mahamantra Lahotumi Magi. Lord Nityananda and Srila Haridas Thakur, they were going from door to door in Navadip to preach. Bolo Krishna, Kaho Krishna Nam, Bolo Krishna Nam, chant the holy name of Lord Gauranga, chant the holy name of Lord Krishna. They are all asking everyone, with a humble mood, they are like Tante Trinadhari, like that. In a humble mood, they are asking others to chant. There is no need of qualification. The biggest thing, biggest gift in this Kali Yuga is no need of qualification. Only just chant the holy name. Little Shraddha, that Krishna is the savior, Lord Gauranga is the savior. So chant the holy name, everything will be perfect. No need of all such jnanas and many other things, yajnas. No need of that. Only holy name, chanting of the holy name. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1-8, they said, the occupational activities a man performs according to his own position are only so much useless labor of this earth if they do not provoke attraction for the message of the personality of Godhead. Dharma sunishtita punsam visvakshena katha kathasuya na utpadayad yadi ratim sram eva hi kevalam. So we should be careful about what we are doing. Where we are investing our labor, where we are investing our energy. If it is in a wrong place, so please draw your energy. Please forget that. Come to the point. Come to the focus area of service. In 1-19 it is said, tada rajas tamo bhava kama lobho dayaschay chetetir anavidham sitam satye prasiddhati. As soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart, the effects of nature's modes of passion and ignorance, such as lust, desire and hankering, disappears from the heart. As soon as irrevocable loving service, when a person engages in loving service without any ulterior motive, this is important. His Holiness Radhakrishna Swami Maharaj, he used to repeat this word, without any ulterior motive. Otherwise, we might be chanting Hare Krishna for the sake of financial improvement or some other gain, material gain. So there should be no ulterior motive, only to please the Lord. So as soon as irrevocable loving service is established in the heart of a devotee, the effects of nature's mode of passion and ignorance, like lust, desire and hankering, disappears from the heart. That is the result. Then the devotee is established in pure goodness and becomes completely happy. In Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, 21 verse, another verse says, vidyate hridaya granti chidyate chidyante sarvasamsaya shiyante chasya karmani drishta evatmani swere. Thus the knot in the heart is fired and all misgivings are cut to pieces. Knots are, all the misgivings will be cut into pieces by hearing Krishna katha. By engaging ourselves in the loving service of the Lord without ulterior motive. And by doing this activity, the chain of fruitive actions is terminated. In Srimad Bhagavatam 1-17 it is mentioned, further mentioned another. Srinivatam so katha krishna punya sravana kirtana hridi antasto hi avadrani vidunoti srirat satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma or Super Soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his message, which are in themselves virtuous. Those who have urge to desire the message, so it is there, the devotional, the bhakti lata bij, the seed is there in the heart of every living entity. What is needed? To pour water. That is in the form of holy name and Srimad Bhagavatam. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as the ninth process of devotional service starts from Sravanam, hearing. Hearing means no, from your side you are not endeavoring anything, you are only hearing. One endeavoring, one thing, not much effort, only hearing. You are not doing anything, just kan heto sunde, just hearing. From hearing it starts, the bhakti gata bij starts growing. The first step is hearing. Sunvatam so katha krishna, krishna katha. In 1 to 15, it mentions, yad anudhyasinav yukta karma granthi nivaddhanam chindanti kovidastasya kona kuryat katharatim. With sword in hand, intelligent men cut through the binding knots of reactionary work or karma by remembering the personality of Godhead. All our reactionary work, the bandhana karma bandha, will be cut into pieces only by remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. Therefore, who will not pay attention to his message? So the result is that you are cutting the knot of karma, the knot of reactions. So definitely, one will be motivated. Because in 11.9.29 it is mentioned, after many births we have attained this human form of life. Therefore, before death comes, we should engage ourselves in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. That is the fulfillment of human life. Before death comes, we need to engage fully. Fully means completely, not jnana kanda, not karma kanda, but only devotional service. Krishna will be the focus and our every effort for the should be done for the pleasure of Krishna only. So here in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Bhakta ama prema bandhi, bhakta ama preme bandhi achi, hridaye vitare, yaha netra pade taha dekhaye amare. Because the devotee has captured the Lord in his heart, so wherever he sees Krishna. That is the state of Prahlad Maharaj. Because he captured the Lord by his devotional service in his heart, so that he can see everywhere Krishna. In the pillar also he can see Krishna. That is the attitude. Those who really quickly wants to get out of this world, to cut the knot, he has to be focused. Prahlad Maharaj said, Ekanta bhaktir govinde yat sarvatra tad ikshanam. Ekanta bhaktir, only Krishna, only Govinda. If we worship, if we take shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Govinda, there will be no other way. We will not go anywhere. We will go to his abode only, to serve him. So that is what, that is why we should, everyone, all the devotees should try to quickly cut the knot through our devotional service, not getting affected or not getting not taking the different directions of karma kanda or jnana kanda. So we need to focus whatever is said in this verse. So thank you very much. Is there any correction, any suggestions? Welcome. Jai Mantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.